You know, we've been keeping up with Gary Evans probably for a couple of decades, and he's always into something interesting. For a long time, he was chairman and CEO of the absolute best-named energy company ever in the history of mankind, Magnum Hunter Resources. Then the last time we talked, he was working with a hemp company, and then they used hemp to mine bitcoins? I don't know. But now it's a new thing. He's chairman and CEO of a New York Stock Exchange company called U.S. Antimony. And it's a hard rock mining company. That's all I know about it. But Gary Evans will tell us about it. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Good to be back.
You are always on the leading edge of something. So tell me about this. This is not a rare earth, but it's kind of like a rare earth. And it's used in electronics?
It's actually a critical mineral. It's the number one critical mineral on the Department of Defense's list. And it's used, about 35% of its use goes into munitions. You cannot fire a bullet in the world without antimony in it. It's the hardening material for lead, and it's the ignition system for primers. And it's used in laser-guided missiles, night vision cameras, night vision binoculars, fire retardants for roofing materials. Every lead-based battery, which is in every car or boat, has antimony in it. It's water, it's plastic, it's lead, and it's antimony. Mm-hmm. So it's got a wide array of uses, quantum computing, solar panels, on and on. Almost every electronic cord has some kind of antimony in it.
So am I in the distinct minority here? Because I've never heard of this stuff in my life.
That's right. It's something that nobody really cared much about. There was plenty of it. The price was very depressed for the last 50 years. And that's all changed in the last 12 months.
Is it here, or is it mostly in other countries?
Well, we did have a fair amount of antimony in the United States. There's nothing being mined today. We're getting ready to change that. And it's really all around the world. Russia has a lot of antimony. Bolivia, Turkey, Chad, Australia. And the biggest antimony producer was the People's Republic of China.
Well, so that would be off the market. And so now I can see why you probably have some government backing in something like this. So do you mine this just like you mine for, you know, ore?
Yeah. So typically antimony has been found with other hard rock minerals like gold and silver, maybe copper. And people don't go looking for antimony. Historically, when they found it, they said, oh, dadgummit, we found antimony, because it sometimes has arsenic, sometimes has sulfur, and it was an impurity. And so people just left it on the ground. And because it was less than, you know, $2 a pound, nobody could fool with it and make any money. That's all changed. That price of antimony has gone from less than $5 a pound to today, it's right at $30 a pound.
Well, I can see why you'd have a lot of interest in this. So what are you doing with U.S. Antimony? Are you ramping it up? Is this an existing company?
Yes, this is an old company. It's been around since 1968. It's been publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange since 2012, but always was a real sleeper. The founder of the company passed away about 4 years ago, and I took over as CEO about a little over a year ago. So what are we that's so special? We're the only antimony smelter in the United States of America. We're the only antimony smelter in Mexico, which makes us the only two in North America and the only two in the Western Hemisphere. So you cannot mine antimony in the Western Hemisphere without coming to us.
So two or three decades ago, they didn't use this in panels to collect sunlight. I mean, do they keep coming up with new uses for this?
Yes, it really is becoming much more used in electronics. And then the government has tried to look for alternatives of antimony for many different things they use. I just learned, you know, not too long ago that General Motors uses antimony in the sides of doors. It's a hard material. So I think we continue to find uses for it. It's not a big piece of a lot of products, but it's a necessary piece of a lot of products.
And what about, I mean, if you find it in conjunction with other minerals, are you mining it, or are you buying from people who mine it and need to find some home for it?
Both. We made a decision about not quite a year ago, last summer, that there was a lot of antimony deposits in the state of Alaska. And so we went there, my top mining engineer, top geologist, who actually found the Fort Knox gold mine in Alaska, which is the largest in Alaska today. We went to the Geological Society and met with them and said, hey, where's all the antimony at? And they go, well, here's where antimony was found for the Korean War and the Vietnam War, WW1, WW2. And so we started leasing. We've leased about 20,000 acres of mining claims. And so we will start mining this antimony beginning this summer and bringing it to our smelter in Montana. So we'll be a fully integrated antimony company, mining it, smeltering it, and selling the finished product to the Department of Defense or other military applications.
That's what I was going to say. Who is the buyer of this? It's mostly government contracts?
Well, we typically sell to subcontractors of the government. So we have a whole wide array of customers, and they make the various products that I mentioned for the government.
I saw something about this being used, I guess, as a replacement for silicon or whatever in electronic devices and, I guess, chip manufacturing. That's a different market, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so I think we keep, you know, the now that there's a bit of a shortage going on, that's why the price has gone up so much. See, China banned the exports of antimony effective September 15th of last year to all countries in the world, including the United States, and our Department of Defense was getting all their antimony from China. So that's all of a sudden put us high up on the radar screen.
Fascinating. Well, it'll be fun to watch you develop this because you're really just ramping it up right now. I mean, it's an old company, but it sounds like you're sort of reigniting it.
Yes. Well, it hasn't. I don't think it's been a mistake that we're the best performing stock on the New York Stock Exchange in the last 12 months. Our stock is up about 1,700%, and it's because we have a higher price for our commodity. We're expanding our facilities both in Mexico and in Montana. And now we're going to be bringing our own material. So I think the markets got excited that we can help answer a lot of the critical mineral problems that the United States is having in this very necessary hard rock mineral.
It's a fascinating. Like I say, I'm educated. I've never heard of this, but now I'm sure I'll probably see it all the time. Gary Evans is Chairman CEO of U.S. Antimony. And our guest today, it's good to have you with us again.
Thanks again for having me, Dave. It's always fun.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.